91X News.
It's 2 degrees and cloudy. I'm Mark Venema with 91X News. Police are asking any witnesses of December's fatal accident on Highway 37 to come forward. On December 20th, 31-year-old Jennifer Bug and 27-year-old Andrew Manning were killed when their car was struck from behind by a transport truck and pushed into oncoming traffic. The accident happened at the intersection of Highway 37 and Weiser's Road. The OPP is now interested in speaking to any witnesses that have not yet spoken to police. And provincial police are on the lookout for motorists who are not paying proper attention to the road. The force says it is taking a no-excuses, no-exceptions approach this week during a campaign to crack down on distracted driving. Northumberland OPP Officer Phil Clark says the consequences of distracted driving are simple.
To put it bluntly, distracted driving kills. As a driver, it's the driver's responsibility to direct their entire attention towards driving safely.
Officials say the problem goes beyond people using cell phones or texting behind the wheel. They say eating, playing with the radio, looking for a CD, even daydreaming are all dangerous while driving. Belleville City Council told the Mayor's Task Force to look into bringing residential spaces downtown at its annual strategic planning meeting early this month, but critics are concerned that people won't want to live downtown if they don't feel safe there. Mark Fleur is the city's Director of Recreation, Culture, and Community Services. He says the multi-pronged approach of the task force will take care of that.
Security, cameras, better lighting, better environmental design to make the place safer, to keep the sight lines open for people to feel safer.
Fleur also says the task force will work closely with social services in the area to get anyone with housing, drug, or mental illness issues the help they need. A man faces charges after an alleged domestic dispute in the county over the weekend. Prince Edward OPP were called to the County Road 3 house at about 8 p.m. on Saturday night. A drunk man was causing a ruckus and uttering threats to a number of people, including his girlfriend. A 33-year-old Tweed man was arrested and held for bail hearing on a long list of charges. He'll appear in Belleville Court today. Police are on the lookout for vandals in Hillier. Prince Edward OPP say they responded to 5 separate incidents of vandalism on Friday night. The suspect broke into sheds and garages and spray-painted the buildings and vehicles inside. Anyone with information on these incidents is asked to call Prince Edward OPP or Crime Stoppers. And Los Angeles Assistant Chief Coroner Ed Winter says Whitney Houston's body remains at the coroner's office as her family makes arrangements. Winters told reporters this morning that it could take weeks before investigators know exactly why the 48-year-old singer died on Saturday. Houston was found in a bathtub at the Beverly Hilton Hotel, but the coroner's office won't release any information on an autopsy performed yesterday at the request of police. That's 91X News to 103. Here's Taylor Rankema with sports.
It was a busy weekend for Loyalist athletes. The men's and women's basketball and volleyball teams were all in action, with only the men seeing victory. The women's basketball team fell to Cambrian and Seneca, while the men's team won both of their games. In volleyball, the women were defeated by Georgian, but the men got the win. 2-time 30-goal scorer Mike Comrie is announcing his retirement. The 31-year-old forward underwent his third hip surgery in 5 years last month. He played for 6 NHL teams and recorded 365 points over his career. The only 3 games in NHL are in action for tonight, including the Montreal Canadiens hosting Carolina. A couple of the NBA's Western Conference powerhouses will square off tonight in Dallas. The defending champion Mavericks will take on the Los Angeles Clippers in one of 6 games on the schedule. The Clippers lead the Pacific Division, while Dallas is 2 games behind first place San Antonio in the Southwest. The Toronto Raptors have the night off. Tokyo is getting ready to try again. The city is submitting a bid to host the 2020 Summer Olympics. The IOC deadline for bid submissions is Wednesday. Tokyo bid unsuccessfully for the 2016 Olympics, which were awarded to Rio de Janeiro. Tokyo is now competing with Rome, Madrid, and Istanbul, among others. Canada will be represented by 2 Alberta rinks at the World Junior Curling Championships in March. Brendan Botcher won the men's title, while Jocelyn Peterman took the women's side at the Canadian Junior Curling Championships. Botcher and Peterman will play for Canada at the World Juniors in Sweden. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Mark Venema with 91X weather.
Sun and cloud today, the high plus 1. Increasing cloudiness tonight, dipping down to a low of minus 3. Chance of flurries tomorrow, the high 0. And flurries a possibility once again on Wednesday, a high of plus 4. It's 2 degrees. I'm Mark Venema with Taylor Rankema. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News next at 2.